There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, I got to be honest with you. Lately, I feel like I've been in the Twilight Zone. Lately, I feel like this country is entering into the Twilight Zone. As I'm watching legislation being passed in our country, and they've just declared a national state of an emergency on everyone taking the swine flu, I just feel in my own heart that not only this country, but the church, we are now entering into the Twilight Zone. Really, we're entering into a sci-fi fiction movie. People are afraid. People don't understand a lot of things. People don't understand the Bible. There's so many gaps in the Bible. Literally, we have entered the Twilight Zone. I don't know if you remember an American television anthology series created by Rod Serling. He had 156 in his original series. It's a mixture of self-contained fantasy, science fiction, suspense, and horror. But it always concluded with an unexpected twist. The Twilight Zone. You know, what is the Twilight Zone? Are we not living in the Twilight Zone? You can possibly say that the Twilight Zone is where light and dark meets. If you talk to a biologist, one might say it's an area where the dark and light meets. When most people hear the term Twilight Zone, they probably think about Rod Serling's classic television series about a strange and bizarre events. This term has a very different meaning to biologists. In fact, it even represents slightly different concepts to different researchers. For biologists who study organisms that live in caves, the Twilight Zone is a region just at the edge of where visible light from the entrance of a cave reaches. To marine researchers, the term has different meanings depending on what part of the ocean is being discussed. In the pelagic open ocean realm, the Twilight Zone refers to the depth range between about 500 to 1500 feet. 150 to 750 meters beneath the surface, whereas in coral reef environments, it generally refers to somewhat shallow depths. The common thread among all these meanings in biology is that the term represents a transition from the region that receives sunlight during the daytime to a region that remains in perpetual darkness because most life ultimately derives energy from the sunlight. This transition is a relatively great ecological significance. Now, there is an area in the ocean where sun does not reach. And many biologists and oceanographers that have been going down into the depths of the water, into the darkness, come on somebody, and they're still from this day, they've made mass discoveries, but still from this day, they're still trying to find what lives in the unknown. Did you know there's a lot of unknown in this world? There's a lot of things that our finite minds will never understand. There's a lot of great discoveries we're going to find. But still, after all these years, still, after century after century, there's still new discoveries. I would have to say that some areas that we would think about is the twilight zone. What is the twilight zone? Well, the biologist says it's where the light and the dark meets. Rod Serling created a very popular episode, The Twilight Zone. Maybe it's the lowest level of the ocean that light can reach, an ill-defined area between two distinct conditions, categories, etc., usually comprise certain features of both and indefinite boundaries. How about the twilight zone between fantasy and reality? Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but a lot of people live between reality and fantasy. I believe this is the area of your brain or the area of your mind where you can never understand. It's the twilight zone. It's the fifth dimension. It's another dimension out there. Come on, somebody. What is the twilight zone? You know, the Bible does have a twilight zone in a lot of areas of the Bible. A lot of people trying to discuss a lot of things that they don't understand about the Bible. And even when you study the Bible, no man on this planet will understand. There's just some things in the Bible that we will debate on every single day. This area is the fifth dimension. This area, I would like to say, is the twilight zone. The twilight zone can possibly be no man's land, ambiguity. The ambiguous region between two categories or states or conditions, usually containing some features of both. But there is still a twilight zone, a tantalizing occurrence that are probable noise but might possibly be a signal in the twilight zone between humor and vulgarity, and that no man's lands between negotiation and aggression. Come on, somebody. The twilight zone can it's the line, it's the dots. Some people call the twilight zone conspiracies. But does the Bible have some areas that is in the twilight zone? I have to say there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of areas in the Bible that even great PhD professors still today debating. What about the translation gaps? Have you ever studied the vague translation gaps? There is still gaps in translations of the Bible. So that wide open space in your brain, the wide open space of the universe, the darkness of the ocean, come on somebody, the other galaxies out there, this is the twilight zone. Can the mind understand everything? Can we comprehend everything that God does? The answer is absolutely not. There is so much we do not know about this planet, let alone about the Creator who has created the planet. Come on, somebody, our minds are finite. What about where did Jesus go from the ages of 13 to 30? Where did he go? I mean, where did he go from ages 13 to 30? Did Jesus go to India? Or did he go to the twilight zone? Jesus himself, some speculate that Jesus himself traveled to India where he was young. The Bible has no account of him between the ages of 13 to 30. The Bible has no account of where Jesus had been. This looks strange. A small life. He lived only 33 years, and in those 33 years, the Bible has a count of only 3 years, the last 3 years. What did Jesus do? Was he in the twilight zone? See, this is very interesting because a lot of people try to discredit the Bible because of things they don't understand. If I don't understand it, then it must not be true. if it doesn't affect me personally, and if I can't conceive it, then God must not be real. You know, I don't understand the galaxies out there. Scientists are still discovering other universes, other planets, and they'll continue to study and continue to discover. Biologists will continue to discover new animals, new plants. But I have to be honest, have you ever been to the Twilight Zone? Have you ever been to that part that you'll never understand?
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Very interesting. Let's talk about Jesus' earlier life. There's only two incidents, minor, meaningless. One was with his birth and the coming of the three wise men from the east to pay tribute. The second is getting lost in the temple of Jerusalem, arguing with the rabbis. These are the only two incidents. And then, from the age of 13 to 30, 17 years, nothing is mentioned. What happened to this man and where was he? What happened to Jesus and where was he? Does that mean Jesus is not God? Absolutely not. It means if a lot of people want to discredit the Bible because they can't answer. They can't answer where Jesus was. And they think, well, if I can't answer, then the Bible must not be true. You know, let's be honest. Maybe Jesus was in the Twilight Zone. Maybe Jesus was wherever you want him to be. Doesn't change the fact that archaeologists and other actual evidence proves that Jesus did walk on the land. Well, some say that these 17 years he traveled to Egypt, to India, to Tibet, and to all these places where Buddhism was at the time. Buddha had died only 5 centuries before, and his impact was still very alive. Jesus visited Buddhist monasteries. One of them was Ladka Monastery, which Jesus had visited. And some of these monasteries supposedly have kept the records. This is what some may say. They might say that Jesus was in India, and but this cannot be proved. But where was he? The Twilight Zone. He was in that area that no man will understand. And you know what? You think those 17 years we don't understand, I'd sit back and think how much more that we don't understand of God. And can he take you to the Twilight Zone? You know, so a lot of people say that there's official records of Jesus at the monasteries in Tibet. But the truth of the matter is, nobody really knows. And the truth of the matter is, there's a lot we don't know about God, just like there's a lot we don't know about the planet, and there's a lot we don't know about creation itself. And I think for me to stand here and to tell you that I know everything about God, but I do believe he's given us his word to study, to dissect, and to continue to research. And what about another area of the Bible? It's the Twilight Zone. How about the pre-rapture, the post, or the mid, or the post? The pre, the mid, or the post? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. See, this is a compartmentalization of your brain. Whether it's pre, whether it's mid, or whether it's post, we can debate on that all we want. We can debate on the dispensations and the covenants. We can debate on apologetics and doctrines. But let's be honest. There is the twilight zone in the Bible. There is gaps. There's a lot of gaps in the Bible. There's age gaps. There's time gaps. There's history gaps. Wow. I live in the twilight zone. Wherever you draw a line, God goes beyond that line. Wherever you make a law, God goes beyond that law. Wherever you studied in the sea, God goes beyond the sea. How high you flying in the sky, God went beyond that. Come on, somebody. The depths of God is how high, how wide, how deep is. I don't know about you, but America has entered the twilight zone. Our school systems have entered the twilight zone. Our churches have entered the twilight zone. Oh my gosh, we are literally turning to robots. And if we can't program knowledge, and if the knowledge doesn't fit me, then I walk in and live in the twilight zone. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me. What about 2 John 9? Or John 2:9? He who married, who got married when Jesus, who got married when Jesus turned the water to wine? I mean, here's another gap. This is another debate. Who was getting married? A lot of people say Jesus was, he married Mary Magdalene. Because a servant, because the way they've read the Bible, well, the servant called him the bridegroom. Who was getting married? John 2:9. This has been a debate among many intellectuals. See, the area of your right, where your right and your left brain meet, you know that open space there? That's the twilight zone. That is the twilight zone. There has been so many debates on that. Translation gaps. Why is there so many translations? I think we have entered the twilight zone. I think we have entered the twilight zone. You know, if you do your research of the Bible, I can prove to you that there is so much evil in the Bible. I mean, let's be real. What do you have in the Bible? You have rape, murder, slavery, human sacrifice. You have all this evil going on in the Bible. You would think when you read the Bible that God would be a very evil God. But does that mean that God is evil? Absolutely not. When the Lord created the Ten Commandments, did he create the Ten Commandments to come down with a scepter and a hammer and to destroy you? Did he come down with like a knife to cut off your head? Absolutely not. He made the spiritual laws just like he made the physical laws and the natural laws, so that it would go well with you. Let me put this in illustration. He said, do not commit adultery. Why? Because he knew if you committed adultery, it would not go well with your marriage. Do not steal. Why? If you stole, it would not go well with your life. You'd be thrown in jail. He didn't put these laws. These are spiritual laws. And a lot of people want to... The spiritual laws and the natural laws go side by side. Do not lie. Why? It would just not go well with you. Let's talk about some natural laws. Let me ask you a question. Would you climb a 30-story building, stand at the edge, and jump? I hope the majority of you would say no. Why? Because God created a natural law called gravity. And if you jump, then you would fall off the bridge, off the side of the building, and down to the ground and splatter and die. Would it go well with you if you jumped? Could there not possibly be a connection between the spiritual laws of God and the natural laws of God? So many people have tried to discredit the Bible, but you cannot, any intellectual cannot debate that there is spiritual laws. Go ahead and go to Walmart and steal something. What's going to happen to you? Go ahead and lie. What's going to happen to you? Go ahead and commit adultery. You married men. What's going to happen? These are spiritual laws of God. Go ahead and build a temple out in your cornfield of another god. What's going to happen? Spiritual laws are already set in place whether you believe the Bible or not. There's spiritual laws set in place. And there's also natural laws of God. And just because you don't understand these gaps in the Bible, and just because you don't understand everything out there in the ocean, and just because you don't understand everything in the universe, come on somebody, and just because you don't understand everything that goes on in the brain, does not mean that there's not a God. Does not mean that there's not a God. And just because you don't understand the evil that's infiltrating into our country, and just because you don't understand personally why some people have more money than you, does not mean that there's not a God. And it does not mean that Jesus is not alive. There's a lot of knowledge out there in the Twilight Zone. There's a lot of things out there in the Twilight Zone. Sometimes I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Let me ask you a question. If you stay underwater for a long period of time, what will happen to you? Go ahead and just merge underwater. What's going to happen? Well, you're going to drown. Why? Because there's a natural law in place that says our body must breathe. And if you shut that natural law off, you're going to die. These are natural laws. And they're spiritual laws. God created the Ten Commandments so it would go well with you. The reason why there is so much evil in the Bible is why? Because they chose not to listen to God. Not because God is evil. Not because He wanted to. But He knew. Once evil roots up, then we can go in the discussion, what is evil? Galatians chapter 5 says this is what's evil. But let's be honest. We live in the Twilight Zone. I live in the Twilight Zone. There's a lot of things I don't understand. I don't read the Bible because I claim I understand. I read the Bible because I love what I do understand. You don't have to understand everything to understand. I don't have to know everything to know that somebody, that something higher than me created this planet. Oh my God, I think I have entered the Twilight Zone. Because if I don't understand something, then surely I must be right. And if I don't understand something, then it must be wrong. Sorry, just because you don't understand it to be right doesn't change the fact that it is right. So there's always an area in your mind that will not understand everything, because the Bible says that we are sinners and our mind is controlled by evil. Do I have to go in detail on the way we are being controlled by the society? We are being controlled by evil. Our minds are controlled by evil. Do I need to go into detail how the television controls you, how the things you are taught controls your mind, and what is programmed in your mind is merely, so much of it is evil? You know, that area in your mind where your right and your left brain connects, that area that doctors have been studying, that area which makes one person different than another. Let's just say that area is the twilight zone. So if you think you have seen everything that the Lord has done, be careful, because he just might surprise you in your little finite mind. For your little finite mind is just a speck of sand before our Almighty God. You know, it's amazing about our brain. And we need to understand that God is infinite and we are finite. And everything else between us and God is literally the twilight zone. I live in the twilight zone. Now, a lot of people, one guy asked me, he said, Dean, one guy got on his motorcycle and he was going to our church event and he got hit by a car. He left his wife and his three children. Why would something happen like that? Why would God take this guy, leave three children behind, leave his wife behind, and he would die, 38 years old? That's the twilight zone. That's the twilight zone. Because surely, a good God wouldn't want to see this father die. The twilight zone, ladies and gentlemen. The area of our minds where where good and evil meets. Where is that area where good and evil meets? What's beyond our solar system? How far have we dug into the ground to really understand the core of the universe? How many religions out there that continue to think that they're right? That gap is the twilight zone. You know, when in doubt about what we see, our brains fill in the gaps for us by first drawing the borders and then coloring the surface areas, new research has found, you know. So there's a lot of gaps in our brains. You know, this research is the first to pinpoint the areas of our brain and then the timing and their activities, and they're responsible for how we see borders and surfaces. What is that border where light and dark meets? What's between that? That is the twilight zone. We have borders, but then we don't have borders. We create borders. We create walls, but God doesn't work through your walls. We compartmentalize things. We put things in this box, that box, that box, that box, or what's between the boxes. That area is the twilight zone. I don't know about you. There's a lot of things in God's Word. There's a lot of gaps. There's a lot of gaps. And that's why many people have tried to destroy. But there's also a lot of great research. And there's also a lot of great things out there that prove that the Bible is real. And that God did walk among us. Jesus Christ walked among us. And the evil that you've seen in the Old Testament came from evil. Where does evil and good meet? That area is the twilight zone. And I hope that you will experience and you'll understand that your brain can't simply understand it all. You were never created to understand it all. A lot of people think they understand everything, but you know what? When it comes down to it, we don't know nothing. Our brains is a grain of sand. We live in a twilight zone. We live in the twilight zone.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the twilight zone.